Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hand it off, Marshall again. Left side, huge hole. Marshall's gone. A house call at the big house. Hand it off, Marshall bleeding his way towards the five, and he snuck through! Touchdown, Michigan!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Big Ten Network, courtesy of the call. You know, as I bet Michigan to make the college football playoff. They're not going to make it. I don't think so, at least. It kind of sucks. Do you think they could?
Chance.
Well, we got to beat Ohio State.
Yeah, that's the... It's all out there in front of them. It's a tough hill to climb.
Yeah, it's all out there in front of them in the same way, like it's all out there in front of like Merrimack to win the college basketball national championship. Yes, it's all out there in front of them. Like it was all out there in front of single Nick Costos at 21 years old to try and someday date Jennifer Lopez. It was all out there in front of me. It's all there.
Your destiny.
Yeah. It's all there, like a choose your own adventure book. Turn to page 69 and go home alone. Turn to page 420 and don't get laid for the rest of the year. So all the options were awesome. 20 minutes from now, we'll talk some NBA. Rob Bazzola, Jay Croucher next hour. All our bets for tonight in the world of sports at the end of the show. And remember to tell us your bets for Thursday Night Football, Broncos and Raiders, YouTube, Twitch, and on Twitter as well, at the Costos, at Femi Abebefe, at You Better You Bet. But joining us right now, a Michigan man himself, with college football bets for this weekend, the one, the only, the great, the entertaining, the legendary, Joseph Knish, on Twitter at JoeyKnish22, co-host of Hit the Books, an awesome college football betting video show and podcast. You can watch it on YouTube, just search Hit the Books, and the same in podcast form. Knish, welcome back to the show. Happy Thursday.
Gentlemen, tremendous football Thursday and no place. No place I would rather be than on YB with you two mugs. What's happening?
Oh, mugs. Yeah, I like how we've suddenly transported back to, like, 1920s. Yeah, see? I'm here with these two mugs, see? You dirty rats. Knish, will Michigan make the college football playoff?
Yes. And you know why? Because I've been... Listen, I know I came on the show last week. I know me and Femi, you know, sauced up Penn State. I know Ohio State buried them. I know all the logic says Ohio State's going to end the streak and bury them this week. If you think I'm coming on these airwaves and then telling everybody that, no, Nicky K was right all along, Ohio State's best team in the country, this is what it's going to be. No, no. I don't know how they're going to do it. I know Michigan's beat up. I know that. But come to Ann Arbor, that last weekend in November, baby, there's just something magical. Something's in the air. Something, the Harbaugh team is still there, even though he's not the coach anymore. Michigan beats them and goes to the Big Ten championship. Ohio State stays home and Michigan makes the playoff. I wouldn't bet that. That's not financial advice, though.
the Wolverines plus 725 at BetMGM to make the playoff. To your Knish's point, though, like, I mean, I don't know what it is. Something's in the air whenever these two teams play. Michigan seems to get the better end of them. All right, let's stay in the Big Ten, though, Knish, because there's a pretty big game out in Iowa City between Oregon and Iowa. Looking at the betting market right now, the Ducks about a 6.5-point favorite over at BetMGM, total 41.5. Should Oregon be on upset watch, or is this a mismatch when you look at it on paper?
This has got to be the most fascinating game of the week. And I love it because it's two totally different styles. It's, you know, an Iowa team that was so bad early in the year And now the last few weeks has looked like they got a little something to say in terms of like being a, you know, upper level team in the Big Ten, an Oregon team that, you know what, as the whole the body of work, you know, you start tracing back to the Indiana game, the even the Penn State victory. It's like, it looks a little sketchy here. I got to tell you. And this was one that I think, again, lower total, number is so key. It's on 6.5 right now. If I saw a 7 pop, and I said this on our, you know, hit the books this week. If I saw a 7 pop, I'm in. I'm a buyer. I'm going to be greedy here, though, and hope a little bit of steam comes in on Oregon and I can grab one of those 7. Market 6.5, just need a little bit of game day steam. But I think the number is so key here, especially for an Iowa team that you know how they play. They want to play ugly. They want to punt. They want to, you know, throw for 50 yards and somehow find a way to beat you. At 7, I'm in. But I'm going to be greedy and wait for the number because I think with this style of game, this low total, you got to get every half point you can get here. It's a buy on 7 for me, a pass anything under.
Yeah, and once again, that total, 41.5 out there at Iowa City there. And like we've seen really good teams go there and get beat. A really good Ohio State team a few years ago went there and got beat. How about the game where College Game Day will be located in Lubbock? With BYU and Texas Tech, biggest game to date in the Big 12. Red Raiders, 10-point favorites, total 52.5. Any betting interest here between BYU and Texas Tech?
You know, this is one, I got to tell you, circled a few weeks ago that, like, okay, let's get BYU exposed, fraud, don't think they're going to. And then, you know, a couple of things, Texas Tech starts getting a little beat up. A few guys on the defense injured, you know, a quarterback, some quarterback injury, Baron Morton, you know, I know he's going to be back this week. Will Hammond's out for the year. Morton is always a regular, you know, like, has the guy made it through, I don't know, half 50% of his games that he started in his career. And it's a BYU team that I think some of the results early in the season were very fortunate, but they start to now the level of play is kind of matching the record here. It's one for me. I got to tell you, if there's a way I played this in terms of financially, it was under. It was, you know, 51.5. There's some 52.5 out there. Played some under. On the side, as much as I wanted to get to Texas Tech here, that the number's just not there for me. At 10.5, it would actually be more of a BYU lean. I think it's one that if I want to get on some Texas Tech, I would look to hopefully jump in live. Maybe you get a BYU sport for it. It's just as far as lane, I think Texas Tech wins. I can't get to the number, though, as far as that and laying that price.
This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Joey Knish, part of the Hammer HQ Professional Sports Better, breaking down the college football card for Week 11. Let's go to the SEC, Knish, because we have A&M in Missouri, Texas A&M, a team that, like, starting to get a lot of buzz as one of the best in the country. Like, I had them in that tier right below Alabama and Ohio State as one of those top-tier national title contenders. Aggies laying 7, though, on the road against Mizzou and Eli Drinkwitz, total 48.5. What do you like between the Aggies and the Tigers?
You know, if Missouri had either one of their quarterbacks healthy, I think you could talk me into a full 7 here with a true freshman and a Texas A&M team that I think might be the best team in the SEC, even though they're not the favorite, even though they don't have the same record as Alabama. I think overall, player to player, I think Texas A&M would be the team that I take to win the conference at the moment. I laid it with the Aggs here. Mm. I know Missouri, you know, they're good at going slow tempo. They're good at uglying it up. They run the football in the trenches and that. I just don't think they're going to have enough. You know, Bo Pribula, he gave them that extra little bit of thought when it came to, like, even though the passing game wasn't great, he could make something happen with his legs. He could give you a little bit of explosive, like, plays with the legs. He's not that type of quarterback. He's more of a pocket guy, pocket passer. I just think A&M's got too much for him here. And I think Missouri, probably a bit overvalued, even though the record is, I think they've been fortunate in a few games. Give me A&M. I think they lay it here. Just think there's too much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bama coming off of the bye, 10-point favorites against LSU, total sitting at 49.5. LSU, of course, fired Brian Kelly. Is this the dead cat bounce spot? Can the Tigers cover against the Tide, or does Alabama kind of put them out of their misery and run away with this game?
I tell you what. Yeah, I tell you what. If you've ever followed maybe 30 seconds of Brian Kelly's career, much less 10 or 15 years, much less every story that's ever come out on him, let's see, probably even his own family. If there was ever, and I'm going Joey New Narrative straight here, if there was ever a fired coach bump in the history of dead cat bounce fired coach bumps, this has got to be the spot. There was electric players on the team coming out and saying, like, oh, my God, there's a litany of ex-players and LSU program people that are like, oh, thank God this guy's out. If there was ever a moment that you're like, this has got to be the best effort that we get from this team this year, it's this spot, LSU against Bama, you know, like, you know, type of rivalry game. Kelly's out. You've got a more of a local guy now as a coach who the players love. I just think, you know what, numbers-wise, throw it out. Give me LSU. Give me the points. And I think they got a shot. I know their offensive line is a disaster. I know that. I just think they got a shot here to make this interesting. Wouldn't be surprised if this is a one-score game in the fourth quarter and maybe LSU pulls this outright.
Absolutely love it. Kanish, Indiana, 14.5 at Penn State. Pretty interesting betting market given what Ohio State was against Penn State recently. Feels like this is a huge number here. Am I crazy for liking Penn State a little bit at more than two touchdowns at home?
You know what? I think you've seen, you even saw it a little bit last week against Ohio State, right? That first half, they're still playing hard. They're still battling. The defense was better. And then second half, you know what? The better team ends up winning out, and you get a little bit of roll there. Once they let go of the rope, they really let go a bit. I'm with you. I'm over two touchdowns here. It's an Indiana team that's not as talented as Ohio State, and you get Penn State at home in an environment where I think they'll be much more comfortable with the younger quarterback. An Indiana team, like, you are fan, and I know, again, we always do the look ahead lines aren't everything here, but this was 11.5 on the look ahead, and now you're going across another key to get you two touchdowns. I thought Penn State deserved to cover last week. I think this week, I'm going back to the well with you. Give me over two TDs in a game where I think Penn State can slow it down, ugly it up, and do enough here to where I don't think they can win, but two TDs at home with a Penn State team that I think, again, still very talented, still defense playing. Like, I think the team is still playing hard. Give me the Nittany Lions to at least keep it close.
Kanish, when the college football playoff rankings came out this past Tuesday night, obviously, like, that this is not what the playoff's going to be. Like, there's a lot of games left to be played, conference championship games, etc. But when you looked at the rankings, and you cover the sport as close as anybody, and I mean that not just from a betting perspective, you're obsessed with college football. When you think about betting the college football playoff, like, what are some things you're hoping you get come playoff time that you're looking forward to betting? If that question makes sense and you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I would say just first off, I think any question about Notre Dame, if they win out, getting left out is done. Like, Notre Dame is in. If they win out, they're in, and they're the team we've talked about a few times on the show is the most dangerous. I think any type of, like, uncertainty of, like, oh, my God, you know, could the ACC scoop a couple bids and get them out? No. There's just no way this committee and this key television product is leaving Notre Dame if they would like the slate. That's the first one. The second one is potentially, you know what, getting a couple of matchups of teams that I think, you know, could get in but be a little overvalued. One being the aforementioned Oregon, who we just talked about. Another one being a Georgia team that I think is probably living off a little bit more brand reputation than they are substance. Another one might even be Alabama, who we just talked about in there. And, you know, it's like if this playoff started today, I know it doesn't, but those would be three teams that I think are what I'll call ranked higher than what I think they're actually in terms of where I'd put them in tiers. I think, we've talked about it's Ohio State and then everybody else. So to me, if you're getting – we've kind of gotten a big flattening of the sport, right, where there's not really – you know, there used to be one, two, three teams and then, you know, two touchdown under then the rest. Right now, it's – you probably got Ohio State, you know, at least three, 4 points better than anybody else. But you go through that, you know, 2 through 12, and there's not much of a spread anywhere in there. So to me, I think the potential might lie – in getting a few of the old established names versus some teams that might be, you know, new to the college football playoff, getting a little bit too much respect. That's how I see. Again, we got to see how it plays out. Got to see who it gets in. I'll probably be looking to play on a team like a Texas Tech or that's getting into the playoff where normally you would say Big 12 SEC going to be a laugher. I don't think so anymore because I don't think the difference between these teams is so significant. So that would be the one angle we're seeing as we're going into the playoff that we'll see how, well, again, we'll see how the numbers go, see how the lines play out. But in the past, I would say no way am I ever touching a BYU, a Texas Tech, a Notre Dame, that type of game against our SEC power. I don't think the SEC powers are really that powerful anymore. We'll put it like that.
I have to be honest. I said last hour that, you know, I think BYU is going to keep it close against Tech. And next week, we're all going to be saying that we don't trust any Big 12 school in a college football playoff game. I thought you just made a really compelling argument where, given the matchup, maybe you would actually like one of those Big 12 schools against an SEC team. I thought that was really excellent, and I mean that sincerely. Hit the Books is the show with Kanish and Brad Powers. You can find it in podcast form. You can find it on YouTube as part of the Hammer Betting Network. And he is on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. We appreciate you, my friend. Good luck with the bets.
Gentlemen, best of luck this week. See you soon.
Joey Kanish joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, let's talk some NBA. A little Luka, a little Victor Wembanyama, a little bit of Wemby in my life.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.